USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Progressive and moderate Democrats are continuing to work on the price tag of a budget reconciliation bill before bringing it to the House floor, along with the bipartisan infrastructure bill. As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, she wants to have both bills voted on together. Speaking on Fox News, Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says there is a sense of urgency.
We have to get this compromise. We have to come together. We have to get this done. And we have to move these bills.
The reconciliation bill has zero Republican support. Forecasters are warning of a possible autumn nor'easter on the East Coast. Extreme winds and heavy rain could hit from southern New Jersey to northeastern Massachusetts Tuesday into Wednesday. Flash flood watches and warnings are in effect. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
It's been a month since gas prices fell. AAA reporting the national average for regular is up to nearly $3.39 a gallon. It marks the 27th straight day of rising prices. The national average price for regular hasn't been this high since September 2014. Oklahoma has the lowest statewide average at just over $3 a gallon, while regular gas in California is up to almost $4.55 a gallon. The Biden administration also is revising international COVID travel restrictions. Starting next month, foreign travelers to the United States must be fully vaccinated. Additionally, all travelers on U.S.-bound airlines will need to be tested before boarding. The shift moves the United States away from country-based travel restrictions and toward a vaccinations-based system for foreign travelers. Wall Street closing Monday up 64 points to finish at 35,741. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Michigan woman and her four children are still being held captive in Haiti after being kidnapped more than a week ago while on a mission trip. A prayer vigil was held Sunday night for the Hart area family, with Jeremiah Johnson saying it's been challenging and they are all still good friends.
They're good people. I mean, they're very, very friendly. They have a real love for people. They help out in the community when they're here, and I think that's what drives them.
That audio courtesy of News 8 in Grand Rapids. The kidnappers took 17 missionaries hostage and are asking for $1 million each for their release. There are reports that drug cartels are using social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter to promote their services to smuggle migrants and asylum seekers across the U.S. southern border. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter says that despite his desire to avoid government involvement in social media, it's time for Congress to step in.
I don't want government to have to intervene here, but they're giving us no choice. They won't do it themselves. Zuckerberg, Dorsey, none of them will do it themselves, so therefore we're going to have to do it in the Energy and Commerce Telecommunications Subcommittee.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Week 7 of the NFL wraps up tonight with the Seattle Seahawks hosting the New Orleans Saints. Kickoff for that game set for 8:15 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.